Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in again, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics forever. Words are just so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Soundhoos. They're a full-on rock and roll, their alternative pop-punk-inspired rock band cranking up rebellious anthems that unapologetically declare their personal vendetta on mental warfare, breaking the stigma and ignorance around a topic that's been neglected but rages in us all. Composed of Jeremy Bauer on bass, Paul Burns on drums, and lead singer, Mr. Bad Luck himself, Brandon Smith, this dynamic LA-based trio is creating a safe community where fans can openly release their depression and anxiety and relinquish their seclusion to be united in music.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the awesome intro. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. This is cool. You guys have a great mission. And tell us a little bit, how did you get started with this agenda? Is mental health important to you?
It was just something where we didn't want to just write music just to write it. We wanted it to be as authentic as possible. And it just seemed that every song that we were writing had something to do with a mental health aspect. And a lot of the new material that we ended up writing, especially when the other two guys, Jeremy and Paul, joined, it was right around that time that COVID started. And I think that's when it really took a hit on not just us, but I think everybody. And so we kind of started focusing on what exactly does this band stand for? And it's for the person who maybe feels like they don't have somebody to talk to and maybe isolated and they don't know how to maybe deal with it. And we found ourselves being very similar to that and find ourselves in that situation as well. So the mental health thing is a big part of who we are, and we can't stress that enough.
Yeah, I think that's very special, and I commend you guys for that. I think there's not the stigmata there was, you know, 5 or 10 or 30 years ago, but it's still something that's there. And very interesting, I actually just saw on HBO Max, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No.
Jack Nicholson, when he was younger, and what's his name? The guy from Back to the Future was on it.
Okay.
If you get a chance, watch it. It really talks about mental health, and there's a lot of different points and there's a lot of different messages in there, but I think you'd enjoy it.
For sure. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
I think it was late 70s or early 80s. I don't remember exactly when, but definitely a great, great movie still.
Okay, dope. I'll check it out.
So tell the listeners and I a little bit about your band. How'd you guys come together?
So Soundhoos was actually started by myself when I was still going to school in Minnesota at IPR, the Institute of Production and Recording. And I originally went to school there to do sound design for post-production and do like Foley and that kind of stuff. And in my free time, I just started making music, and it just became who I was. And so the first record that we have was pretty much all done by me while I was in Minnesota, but I knew that I was coming back to California, so there was no point in finding band members out there when I knew I'd be moving.
Sure.
And luckily enough, I ended up meeting Paul at a Halloween/birthday party for one of our mutual friends in 2020. And everyone was kind of outside socializing, and in the basement, they had the guy had like a full band set up in there. And so I went down and I started playing some guitar by myself. And then Paul walks in and he's like, "Do you want to jam?" And I go, "Yeah, sure." And so we both just started jamming some Green Day and Blink-182 songs. And we found out that we had like all the same favorite bands, and we just bonded instantly. And so I asked him if he wanted to be a part of it, and he said yes, and then started playing some shows. I showed him the new music, and about 8 months later, we needed to figure out what we were going to do on bass, because the guy that Paul had recommended initially moved to Nashville. So Jeremy hopped on about 8 months later, and it's just been a blessing ever since.
That's awesome, man. I love hearing stories like that. How do you guys create as a band? Is one you guys come up with the drum groove, the other the lyrics, the melody, or you guys do it all together? How does that work for you guys?
Well, for the longest time, I actually came up with I would write what I thought the music was going to sound like. So I'd program some drums, just basic drums, and then I would do the guitar, the bass, and then the vocals, and kind of have a rough draft of a song laid out. And I would usually take it to Paul and Jeremy and say, hey, this is kind of the idea that I have. What can you guys do to add your spin on it? And for the longest time, we were doing that, but our process changes every single time now. So like one of the cool things is the other day, actually, we're finishing up the last song on our new LP that's going to be out early next year. And we're rehearsing for a show, and we finished early, and we just started jamming. And Jeremy came up with this really awesome bass riff, and then Paul just started adding drums to it. And then I started playing the rhythm section of whatever Jeremy was playing, and we jammed out a full song, and it didn't even have any lyrics. And we're like, did we just come up with a new song? So Jeremy and I ended up writing lyrics for that literally that exact same day. So the process changes. It used to be just me, but now that I have these two guys, it makes it so much better.
Yeah, dude, I'm listening to your story and I'm like fantasizing about being with a band where I can do that. Because that's just so cool to be able, you know, you have all these ideas and you're like, God, you know, you're like, oh, this is really cool. And then you hear it later and you're like, oh, that was dumb. But it'd be so cool to bounce things off of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And like, it's funny because when we started playing these shows, the songs changed from the original recording so much. And the guys just added their own take to it, and it almost sounds like a completely different song. Like, we've already talked about the idea of going back and actually re-recording our favorite songs that we still play from the earlier albums that they weren't initially a part of. But when we play it live, it sounds so much better.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to do that at some point. But those guys are just so talented and gifted that I'm really, really blessed to have those guys.
And they add their own little twist to it, right? And there's nothing like, we could all pretend that we create everything perfectly and we're so creative, but at the end of the day, guess what? A guy that just all he does is bass and he's just sick at it, and a guy that's just a drummer, and they're just different. They are more skilled, and you can't substitute that no matter how hard you try.
Oh, exactly. And like, Jeremy's got so much color on his bass that it's like, He's very, very well versed in music theory. He went to MI, or Musicians Institute, and the guy is just so creative, and just he doesn't think inside of a small box. Like, he tries stuff on his own and it just brings the song to life. And then you got Paul on drums, who he's an absolute maniac in our live shows, and we absolutely love it. Like, I've never seen in my life a drummer with more energy than this guy. And he's like the perfect hybrid blend of Josh Dunn from 21 Pilots, Travis Barker, and rest in peace, Taylor Hawkins. But like, he's the perfect blend of all three of those. And it's, again, I couldn't be happier with the two guys that I have.
That's awesome, man. So tell us a little bit, do you guys gig regularly, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we try and do one bigger show a month. We just ended up doing second headline show over at Black Rose LA, a new venue that took over for the Rockwell over in Los Feliz. We've got another show in September that we do at the Whiskey A Go-Go. We've played there like five times in the last year. We've played the Viper Room. We've played a bunch of those LA venues. So our next thing's trying to get out of LA. So
yeah, that's cool. What do you think in LA, right? There's a lot of competition. So when you meet people and you tell them you're a musician, does everybody ask you, like, what's your backup plan?
I've gotten that a lot more so from, I mean, my parents are very, very supportive, but I've gotten that from them more than anybody else. But it's one of those things where whenever someone asks us that question, all my eggs are in one basket, because that's what I want to do. I don't want to do anything else at all. I can't imagine being happy doing anything else. And if I die trying to do it, then you know what? That's just how it is. It's who I am. I can't envision myself doing anything differently. And it's the way that I cope with my struggles that I go through internally. And it's just something, it's not something that I just want to do, but it's something that I feel I need to do.
I think that's awesome, man. I think being all in is very cool. And I think, you know, you can have your day job, you can do other stuff, but if you live and breathe and this is all you want to do and you're never going to quit, I'm the same way. And it breaks my heart to see people give up because they release one or 20 songs and they didn't go viral and they think like that. I think you got to just keep going. You know, it takes 10, 20 years to become an overnight sensation.
Yeah.
And you just got to just never quit. Keep trying to get better. That's all we can do.
Well, the thing that I think the band tries to just constantly remind ourselves of is the fact that not only do we do this because we feel like we need to for us, for our own sanity, but if we can impact legitimately just one person, then we've done something. So it's not necessarily like for clicks or for likes or anything like that, or to be a millionaire. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with, if we can impact one other person and even potentially like save a life, and you see all these people who go to these other shows and they have these signs that say, oh, this song saved my life. And we're not necessarily hoping for that, but we are in a sense, if that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And we just want our music to affect others the way that it affects us. That's our goal.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Tell us about this song we're going to hear. What inspired it?
Loner is a song where we pretty much just wanted to lay out all of our cards on the table. And we wanted to be as open and vulnerable as possible and pretty much lay out all of our securities and or insecurities and just show everybody who we are and that we're unapologetically ourselves. And there's so many times where like the average person will get dealt a bad hand and they'll ask themselves, why is this happening to me? Why I'm doing everything I can and doing everything right, but nothing seems to be going my way. And we wanted to basically just let everybody know that they're not the only one that goes through that. We go through that and just keep grinding it out. Just keep being you and don't change. And it's okay to not be okay at times.
Yeah. I think that's a song, isn't it? It's okay not to be okay. Like you just said that and this melody popped in my head that I swear I've heard this song somewhere.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to the song, and then we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, Brandon. All right, guys, check this out. Here we go.
Yes.
Brandon. That was a cool song, man. I can definitely understand what you're saying with your bass and drummers, man. They seem uber talented.
They're great. They're absolutely great.
Yeah. You know, you've been in this industry a little bit and you're in LA, so I'm going to ask you one of my favorite questions that I almost ask everybody. How do you avoid scams or being ripped off in this profession?
It's hard. It's very, very hard, especially with social media and everything. We try and limit our interactions with any potential opportunities to our meetings, like in person with people. So we usually won't agree to something unless it's been through email or a phone call that we know the person or we've done our research on it. Usually I have to do some sort of background information. Even my mother will help me out with that, and I'll have her do her detective work. She's very, very good at that.
Awesome, man.
So I do get a little bit of assistance, but it's tough. I mean, it's sometimes unavoidable, but the one thing that this band's been very, very good at is we've done everything ourselves. Aside from our awesome PR person, Fia Nix, who's an incredible artist as well, by the way, we've done pretty much everything ourselves. Like, all the music is recorded, mixed, engineered, mastered by us. All of our music videos are edited by us. All of our promos done by us. We don't really have anybody else that does any aspect of our work. Everything that we put out is made by us.
Yeah.
And so that's one way that we actually avoid it.
Yeah, that's really cool. And you know what? The most difficult thing in the world, this happened to me when I started 8 years ago, putting out stuff onto the world, is people contact you. Oh, I love your stuff. I'm a label. I'm a promoter. I'm a this, I'm a that. And then, of course, then they ask for something, and it's usually money. And it took me a while to realize, because in the smart ones aren't asking for like $5 or $10K. They're asking for like $50, $100. And all you think is, well, sure. Yeah. I mean, $100, that's nothing. Yeah. If this guy helps my show go on that, you know, or my song go on that show, or if he, and it's just like, I feel like there's the big sharks, there's the little sharks, and there's these smart guys that have very minimal costs, and people just fall for it. And it's the hardest thing in the world. You know, mm-hmm. It really is. It breaks your heart.
It's unfortunate. And I mean, again, luckily we have people who support us and are behind us, that if we need help with something, we know people who can help us out when it comes to, if I needed help with like photos or any sort of editing or anything like that. Like, we're actually lucky enough to have that option. But for the time being and for the foreseeable future, we'll probably continue to just keep doing everything ourselves, because we have an idea of what we want. No one knows our stuff better than us. No one knows what we want it to look like more than us. So for now, it'll probably just stay that way.
Yeah. And you know what? I've come to the conclusion there's nothing wrong with that. I was a few years ago, maybe like 6 years ago, I stopped all social media advertising because it seems so easy. And yet you get all these fake bot accounts that want to look like they're legit. And you're just like, me having 100,000 followers in Turkey is just not helping me. It's just not.
Exactly.
Then I was like, you know what? I really got to focus on getting better with my music. Songwriter lessons, vocal. And I it just takes time. And eventually when you feel like you're ready, then yeah, you know what? We get how it works. If you put a little money into it, you're pouring gasoline on the fire. And then you have the new problem, which is, well, where do I figure out the best way for me to spend $100 or $1,000? Because there's a lot of BS out there.
Yeah, totally. I think we've kind of come up with the agreement that any sort of money that we have is usually going towards gear or anything that can just help put out the best possible product. Because we've never been the band who, we've actually been asked this question a lot, where it seems like music nowadays, especially recently, is catered to an algorithm, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, and all that kind of stuff. And we don't make music to beat an algorithm. It's we do it because, again, we feel that we need to, and we want to put out the best possible product and the best possible art that we can. And we are firm believers that if it's good enough, people will listen. And we're sticking to that, and we'll probably just stick to that until we die. So if it pays off, then you know what? That's fantastic. And if not, then you know what? The music's still helping us and anyone who actually does take the time to listen to it.
Yeah, and you did it your way because you know what? I was in the same boat. You start trying to think of what do people want to hear? Oh, the 2.5 or 3 minute song. At some point, you're just like, I'm just putting stuff that is different, that is a little realistic, that's relatable, mm-hmm. and it's cathartic for me, and that's all we can do, brother.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, man. I'll tell you what. Tell us your website. Where can people buy your music, stream it before we let you go here?
Yeah, so pretty much any sort of like Twitter, so or Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, literally whatever, all that TikTok, all that stuff, just at Soundhoose. It's just at SoundHoose. So at Soundhoose. We're on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. And the website is just www.soundhoose.com. We've got all the links to our shows. You can buy tickets there. You can stream the music there, watch our videos. And we've also got, we just signed up something on Discord where we actually called it the Safe Hoose. So if you're on Discord, you can actually interact with us one-on-one, have exclusive content that we don't release anywhere else. And we encourage people to actually not only just sign up for that, but showcase their art because we like to see what other people are doing as well. So add us on Discord at Soundhoose as well.
Yeah, awesome. All right, man. Tell you what, thank you for being on the show tonight, man. I really appreciate it, Brandon. I wish you guys all the best.
I appreciate it. It's been awesome. Thanks for having us.
Come. So to any listeners out there, Brandon, I want to thank you guys for spending a little time with us and thank you for listening. We hope your unique story gets heard around the world also. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
We enjoy victories, but they're few and far between. We see a picture, and we know what it really means. Get better daily, struggle chasing bright lights. We're always hungry and working, chasing vibes every night. But there's a secret most don't know. I was told it long ago. It'll help you rock your show. Every songwriter needs to spend some you gotta do to let the music come to you. Every songwriter needs to spend some nights here in Nashville. That's what we've gotta do. Why don't we stay an idol too?
Yeah, Johnny walked the line, Kenny rolled the whiskey dice, Garth Shanine, Blade Blue, Dolly worked 9 to 5, dreaming of a better life.
Still a beat of Nashville, whisper in Taylor's ear. If you wanna find the charts, can breathe in the past and magic here. If you wanna make it, no way to escape it. If you can take it, here's what you gotta do. It's really up to you. Every somebody needs to spend some night. What you gotta do to let the music come to you? Every songwriter needs to spend some nights here in Nashville. That's what we've gotta do. Why don't we stay a night or two? Every songwriter longs to strike the stage at the grand old break, to the cheers of 8,000 music fans. Hey, hey, hey! Every songwriter needs to spend the night here in Nashville. It's just what you gotta do to let the music come to you. Every songwriter needs to spend some nights here in Nashville. So now, you know what you gotta do to make it like the hit makers do.
Thank Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
This program was mixed and mastered by Landis Maitland-Whitelaw at landismaitlandwhitelaw.com.